A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Let's go to trending topics, and our colleague indeed, Joshua Byrne, sits opposite me today. Joshua, good morning to you. Thank you indeed for joining us today. Looking at trending topics, manna drone deliveries have kicked off in Dublin. This follows a trial in Galway.
Yeah, so a few years ago, Keith, as I'd say a lot of the listeners will know, manna held trials in Oranmore in Galway, and These are huge drones that deliver food, or other things as well, groceries and all sorts of things. And they have kicked off one of the world's biggest drone delivery trials, and it's happening in Blanchardstown in Dublin at the moment. But I just thought it would be a nice one to, I suppose, recap on, because a lot of the Galway natives will know about these drones. And where the company is at the moment. So it was founded in 2018, and they have since been on a mission to, I suppose, eliminate the need for human drivers, which I obviously is going to be a bone of contention with a lot of people. But the company believes they'll significantly reduce wait times, and I suppose in turn they'll reduce traffic on roads and impacts on the climate as well that you know, delivery drivers would have. But yeah, so it's happening in Blanchardstown at the moment, and they've actually, in their first week, they've delivered to 1% of all the homes in Dublin 15. So there's 40,000 homes in Dublin 15, and they managed to deliver to 400 of them in the past week. Which is very interesting. And they announced just a few days ago that Boojum, the popular, it's an Irish chain of Mexican fast food, that they were the first restaurant in Blanchardstown that will see their food delivered on drones. And the CEO, actually Bobby Healy, he tweeted the other day saying that people are actually driving up to the Manna base in Dublin asking to enable their addresses for drone delivery. He said he's never seen anything like it and that it's nuts. So, yeah, for anyone who does remember the Galway trial, these drones are, they're not like your drones that you'd see to, you know, shoot footage and stuff. They're huge. They're huge things, like, you know. So if any of our listeners are travelling up to the capital at any point and are passing through Blanchardstown, keep an eye out for those kind of drones.
Take a photograph and send it to us. Can I go to the other aspect in trending topics, which is the Adobe have launched an AI assistant that can search and summarise PDFs, another breakthrough.
Yeah, this one is, it seems that, you know, big companies every week at this point that yourself and myself, Keith, are talking about this. But yeah, so Adobe last week, they launched an artificial intelligence assistant in its Reader and Acrobat applications. And people who work in tech will know that these are basically applications that you open PDFs on. But the AI assistant is basically going to be something that can condense the information down for you. I know we talked about this last week, using AI to condense information down for you, but this will be a dedicated tool within Adobe Acrobat to do that for you. So yeah, for people working in tech, it could be something nice. And I suppose the main difference between that, like Adobe's new AI tool, and I suppose you could just put a PDF into ChatGPT and it would do the same job for you. But what Adobe are trying to go for here is that it's a built-in feature, making it, I suppose, more easily accessible. So we'll see how that goes, I suppose.
I see that IT job vacancies return to pre-pandemic levels, a report has shown there, Joshua.
Yeah, so the Irish Jobs Report has been working on this lately. So for the 2023, the final quarter, all job vacancies amounted to 6% in the tech sector. Basically it's returning to pre-pandemic levels, which is, I suppose, a good thing that it's balancing out, because during the pandemic, I believe we've seen job vacancies in the tech sector up at 9%. So I suppose prior to the outbreak of COVID-19, the IT job opportunities, they represented a stable 6% nationally. And this reduction, I suppose, is quite a positive thing. It means that our IT sector is returning to normal levels. And what this means for 2024 really is that you're going to have a hugely competitive tech sector when it comes to going for jobs. The remote working sector also has something to do with this. You know, the remote working sector is pretty booming at the moment, and it's saving companies money on travel and stuff like that, on office space as well. And I believe that the remote working, COVID actually for IT companies probably actually represented an opportunity to move to that remote working setup, which is what they have at the moment. And I did see as well also that the Irish Central Bank are estimating unemployment will remain under 5% in 2024. So more positive news there. And definitely the tech sector has something to do with that.
Finally, college AI degree programs are booming in the US. Are they worth the cost? And will we see them in Ireland? But are they not just kind of outdoing themselves? I mean, the AI doing AI. I mean, how does this work?
Yeah, so this is, it's a funny one because it's AI-specific bachelor's, master's and PhD programs. And obviously they would be, they'd be human-made in a way where it's how to get the most out of AI. But to be honest with you, Keith, this is a strange one because 4 years, a four-year degree in AI, I think by the time you finish it, AI would have moved on. You know, it's such a fast-changing world, like you said. And, you know, I don't really see the point in it. What I would like to see, I suppose, in the tech industry and all jobs, really, is that companies set up programs or even outsource courses, maybe 8-week AI courses that their employees go on and get to grips with AI. And this is in jobs that, you know, obviously could use AI to, you know, better the employees' work rate and stuff like that. And I suppose ease employees' jobs as well a small bit, because that's really the main goal of AI in the working world. But yeah, that's what I would like to see instead of, look, 4 years to dedicate yourself to, you know, a program to get a degree. I'm not sure. I don't think it'll take off in Ireland. And to be honest, I hope it doesn't. I hope that we see companies start sending their employees out on to, you know, kind of small short-term courses to get them up to grips with AI.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. Kickstart your health journey with Evergreen Health Foods. With 8 Galway-based stores, a healthier you is just around the corner.
Now, Helen joins me from Evergreen. Helen, morning. How are you today?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Thank you. You brought the sunshine with you, so you did.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you for pulling that from Galway Shopping Centre up. Some of the questions we got in. Keith, when you're talking to Helen from Evergreen, would you ever ask her that I'm thinking about taking collagen supplement and how would it benefit me? What is collagen supplement?
So your collagen is the most important, like I would think, probably the most important protein, like the most abundant protein. And it's literally in your body for structure. It's the 3, 4, 5 S's, your structure, your strength, your, like, anywhere where you have flexibility. So your hair, skin and nails, your joints. And you can get it in the diet, like your bone broth or your protein foods. They have building blocks for it. But it's nice to get a supplement to kind of take all the guesswork out of it and to help support your joints and your skin. So it takes a while to take hold sometimes, a bit of patience, and it can take maybe 10 weeks. But people use it a lot this time of year for the joints. So for wound healing, for joint issues, pain relief, that kind of thing. And they would also use it for skin. So, you know, smoothness, maybe wrinkles. But yeah, and the one you get in our store, we have loads of options. And we actually have one on offer at the moment. But it'll be broken down to small bits. So the absorption is much better. 3 to 10 grams a day. every second day, most days, and you'd be flying it.
Good. So hopefully that answers that. What would be best to help with frequent cold sores? Somebody else wants to know.
Yeah, the cold sores are out again.
Is it the weather that's causing it?
Yeah, I think it's been a rough winter. And then one of the triggers for cold sores is an extreme. So an extreme cold, extreme wind, like last night or today, and extreme sun. So, you know, you get it like, say, in summertime, going to a wedding on Friday, get a cold sore on Wednesday because the sun is out for those 5 days in June. So basically, people, what they do, probably the most popular thing would be lysine, little amino acid. It blocks your cold sore virus, the HSV virus, proliferating. Take it around the time you have like an outbreak. Or if you're prone to it, take it every day. No problem at all with that. And it can stop it proliferating and growing in your body. And that can kind of stop it happening. Propolis ointment. And your propolis ointment comes from the bees. And it's a really nice antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and a really good healer. So it'll heal up really quickly for you. Some customers come in to me and they love a bit of vitamin E oil instead. But yeah, those two things can be quite good. And look at your lifestyle. If you find at the time, you know what, I'm getting a lot of outbreaks, not on the back of an illness, like maybe in the back of a cold or a flu, and you think, you know what, maybe I feel fine, just a bit stressed. Maybe B-complex might kind of help there. But usually the lysine and propolis ointment would be the two main things that would clear it up for you pretty quickly.
And do they still come even in summertime? They do, yeah.
Yeah, because you ever hear that, like where, because it's extremes. So it can be, say, on the back of an illness, but it's the heat or the cold can kind of whip it up and maybe kind of cause and like aggravate the lips for you and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you never hear that before. People kind of say, oh, I'm getting married on Friday, I've got a cold sore today. How do you feel? They're in like literally the day beforehand going, how can I sort myself out before the photographs?
Yeah.
So it's pretty common actually.
Wow. I'm a woman in my 60s, this caller said to us, and my hair is thinning over the last few years. Can you recommend anything that might help?
Yeah, again, hair thinning and issues with hair is pretty common, like lots of time in your life, after illness, medication, lack of nutrients, especially in the 60s can be post-menopause, which would be like your estrogen, progesterone really affects your hair growth cycle. So people find their hair growth cycle in the 60s may not be as good or going as well as they'd like. And they find thinning hair, the quality of the hair, the shine, lack of sebum, and little patches sometimes are just, it's not as full as they'd like. So in store, we talk to them all individually to make sure they're not on any kind of medication. There's no issue with thyroid or whatever. And what we would do fundamentally, I would look at the diet. Protein's so important again. Look at maybe rosemary hair oil, just to put on, if it's little patches, you know, the very front or little kind of bits in the back, very gentle, do it twice a day. And that can really help just get circulation going to the scalp. And then we have lovely hair, skin, nails formulas. And what they will do is give you the exact nutrients you need to build that keratin and to build that hair. And lots of nice nutrients anyway for immune function, for energy. There's one we have from like, say, Italian apples, and it's procyanidin B2. And that has some really nice, say, form for helping with the hair growth. But come in to us and we'll have a little chat and we'll see what's bothering you. Because stress, especially in your 60s and your family's kind of growing up and you've got that kind of going on, can be a big aggravant, yeah. So we've lots of options.
All right. Pop in to Helen, and she's in Galway Shopping Centre. I'm off sugar for Lent, this caller said. Any supplement or herbal tea that will work for the cravings?
Yeah, like we're 2 weeks in now. So it's a habit. And it takes a while and it's cold and miserable and you want a cup of tea and a few Bourbon creams and you want to kind of just live your best life. So it's the time now where if you cut back on the chocolate and the biscuits, it can be a bit harder. Yeah, lovely teas, ginger, cinnamon, licorice, whichever suits your taste buds, whichever you like this kind of the smell of and the taste of, it'll warm you up and they're quite warming for the stomach and digestion. That can really help. Supplement-wise, you're talking cinnamon again, capsule form, or chromium, and they can balance your blood sugars. But we have actually some lovely new teas as well and some nice teas, and it's kind of something for everyone. Lots of water, and at mealtime, up your protein and up your fibre. So another 4 weeks and you'll be done just sitting there with your three Easter eggs and living your best lives.
somebody else wants to know, and again, it's a common problem, anything that might be good for rosacea and broken veins?
Yeah, again, coming towards the end of winter, and it's been a long couple of months, and now we're getting people in again, always in February and January, and even somebody in store this morning. And basically, what you just need to do is, there are lots of triggers apparently on paper, and a lot of my customers, when they come in to me, when you say what the potential triggers are, they think kind of, you know, when they don't really feel that's a big issue for them. So the curries and the hot drinks and red wine wouldn't be a massive bearing on their symptoms. So what I would look at them and see how their skincare is. nice, clean, very simple skincare regime. We've lovely serums and lovely creams that when you put them on, they protect and moisturize and reduce the redness and reduce the inflammation. And when you're out walking the by roads and high roads, as they are these days, you want to protect from the elements, protect from the heat, protect from the cold, the hot showers. Protection is the main thing with your skincare regime. Sometimes, and we have loads of lovely options for that. And that can be quite popular this time of year. You know, Mother's Day on Saturday, Sunday, Mother-in-Law's Day, we had someone in today buying something for her mother-in-law. And it's a nice thing. You might not buy it for yourself. You go, oh, it's just a bit of redness or a spot here or there. Or, but you can be conscious. So it's a nice little present to buy. Or sometimes there's a bit of kind of speak out there when it comes to digestive function and rosacea. So apple cider vinegar tablets can be quite good to kind of add on as well. But again, it's quite individual. Get the moisturizer on, get the protection on, get the redness down, anti-inflammatory, get a nice soothing oil or moisturizer, serum, and then maybe look at the digestive system and see, would that be one of your kind of triggers, really?
And if it is, then what can you do?
So I like the apple cider vinegar. I like, we have tablets down there that have apple cider vinegar, dandelion and artichoke. And over the years, because when you have customers come in store and you try to help them the best and by trying to get it, it's kind of a full rounded solution. And I get nice feedback on the apple cider vinegar tablets to help with that low stomach acid and help to improve that. And that can really help sometimes. But the rosacea is a hard one for every discipline to kind of help heal, because it's not completely known what caused it. Obviously, it was a major issue and it's not going away and it's really upsetting you, then go to your dermatologist or your doctor.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And there's a Helen in every Evergreen in the city and the county as well. But if you want to pop in, you can do so. And Helen is based in Galway Shopping Centre. Helen, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Keith.
Good health naturally with Evergreen Health Foods. A world of natural health awaits at your local Evergreen Health store and online at evergreen.ie.
Very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. We're with you right through until 12 midday. Alison Ward, Deputy Principal of GTI, and John McLaughlin. Look at who's sitting over there all together. Mr. Finnerty, hi John. I nearly got that one wrong. Morning to you, Alison. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You brought him with you.
Anthony is here today as our guidance counsellor, yes, standing in for Geraldine. We have the Mayor of Galway visiting GTI this morning, so Geraldine was unable to attend, so Anthony is standing in for Geraldine.
I've wanted to get Anthony Finnerty into this studio for a long time. Another Mayo fella. Could you not find a Galway fella that could come down the way, no?
Well, should we have to, you know?
I've changed my colours, Keith.
I know that. That's purely...
Well, I take a lot of stick when I go back to Mayo over it.
Do you? You deserve it, so you do. Come here to me. GTI, you're having your special day today, so you are, Alison, and you want people to pop down to you.
Yes, Keith, today is our annual open day, and we're welcoming students from all over, Galway, Roscommon, Mayo, and we're a very busy day already today. Today's a very important day in our calendar because it allows GTI to showcase all of its programmes. It allows students to meet with teachers, and to see our fantastic facilities and to look at the wide range of programmes and consider their options along with, you know, their Leaving Cert CAO options. So it allows them to look at the whole further education sector.
But again, what it does though, Anthony, is it gives them a chance to just pause for a second and just decide, do they want to go to Mayo working or would they like to go to, for education down to GTI?
Yeah, I think that coming to a college like ours, it's a great transition from, we'll say, secondary schooling and into either the world of work or in towards college. It gives students that chance, gives them a year to have a good think about it. And I just think it's a great niche to have. We didn't have it in our time, you know, back in the day. But you know, we fill that gap now, and the whole, we'll say, PLC sector, the FET sector fills that gap, and we're just one of them. And we're busy, and it's good. It's good to have.
It is so, Anthony. But Alison, I actually think it should nearly be made mandatory that they take a year out like that before they go to college.
Yeah,
you come in after Leaving Cert, it's a 2-year program, so it is. You're absolutely hyped up, and you're into college at a very young age.
Yes, and I mean, transition year in school has helped. I suppose transition year in school has helped to some degree that students are a bit older, but still, you find students are very young, they don't know what they want in Leaving Cert. You know, the benefits of taking a PLC include, like, not only an alternative route to higher education, but it gives them that gap year to, you know, to think about what they want, to maybe do a taster course in a specific area like science or business, nursing, And it allows them the space, I think, between the pressure of the Leaving Cert and the pressure of going on to third level, which if they make a mistake at that stage, it's a very expensive mistake to make. You know, to repeat a first year, you're looking at full fees. So if they're not sure what they want at third level, certainly the PLC provides a fantastic gap year for them.
And Anthony, I mean, across the spectrum, is there something for everyone? If they enjoy art, if they enjoy music, if they enjoy sound, if they enjoy history?
Exactly. We have 50 full-time courses and spread over a number of departments. So there's something for everybody, from those from art and design. For students who want to go straight into work, we've now, you know, hairdressing, barbering, beauty. We have fashion in all those areas. And there's something for everybody, be it IT. We have progression routes, and Alison might talk further on those, the links that we have into college places, into third level. There's something for everybody, and we're tweaking every year. We introduce something new, you know, a few new courses every year, by listening to the colleges and by listening to the world of work, and you know, seeing what's becoming relevant out there.
And Alison, you have a good relationship, so you have with the University of Galway and ATU then there, and they collaborate with you.
Yes, absolutely. We have fantastic working relationships with all of our local higher education institutions. In fact, today at our open day, University of Galway and ATU have a stand at our open day to highlight the progression routes possible for students who come to us and then wish to go on to those institutions. And for example, the University of Galway they now have approximately 224 places for QQI students, which is fantastic. When I started back in guidance, it was something like there was two places in nursing. So they have 224 places now currently, over 55 different programmes in the university, and ATU would have access to all of the programmes for PLC QQI Level 5 students.
But you see, if people just understood and parents understood what the QQI will give them, it's an easier route for them. Mm. Plus, also, it just slows it down a small bit.
It does.
And that year or two makes a big difference, so it does, to young people.
It does, certainly. And the further education, Simon Harris has been excellent ambassador for our sector, and certainly the further education sector is now getting the recognition, you know, that it deserves, and the access routes into the higher education. And, you know, it's important for parents to realise that education, you know, is lifelong, and skills, you know, students, workers will always need to continually upskill, and that there are many different paths into the career they want, and take away that pressure of the point system.
And Anthony, your opening times today, you're open since 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes, and thankfully we've been very, very busy, and we expect to be busy all day till 4 o'clock this evening. We've had a great flow of students, you know, from all over Galway, Roscommon, Mayo, having come through, which is great to see. And it gives students who are, you know, thinking about it, a feel of the place. There's a great atmosphere, I believe, in our college, just a lovely atmosphere, and you get a feel for it. You can look at the different areas, look at our rooms, because we have, you know, we have beauty salons, a dog grooming studio, hairdressing salons, you know, IT, you know, media suites. So it's great for the students to come and actually meet the teachers and have a good look around and see, you get a feel for the atmosphere, because I do believe there is a real, you know, nice atmosphere in our college.
And there always has been. There's a good gang down there. And the mayor is with you then. Did you say that, Alison?
Yes, he's arriving. I'd say yes. We were leaving.
He was arriving.
He was a few minutes late, Eddie, but he's probably busy.
Would he be busy? Well, what could he be busy? The accountancy business is very busy. He has to put food on the table for his wife and daughter now, so he does. Again, running though from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Can I ask you, Alison, just age-wise, mature students, can they go down?
Absolutely. We would have approximately 20% of our overall students would be mature students. Annually, and this year we have over 1,100 students enrolled, so it's the largest number we've had in years, full-time students.
Where do you put them all?
Well, we have our main building. We have Claddagh House down the road. We use Ballinfoyle Gym, and we also have Merview, where some of our sports students are, and we have prefabs in the back, but we have excellent facilities, and we have, you know, as you probably know, we've been approved as one of the colleges of the future in terms of the largest grant funding.
Which is a huge, huge accolade to get.
It is. And GTI, you know, GRETB was the most successful in terms of the funding. So we were allocated the largest funding in the country for the colleges of the future.
So basically it goes straight back into education.
Yes.
straight into, and it gives somebody a chance in life.
Absolutely. And GRETB has also, you know, this year been working with the National Tertiary Office, and in terms of degrees. So again, as you say, you know, it's fantastic recognition of our sector, where that we have begun the tertiary degrees, and in GTI we're hoping to run the business tertiary degree next year. And across GRETB, you know, currently there's lab science, engineering, business and nursing. And that allows students enter year two.
Okay, well, listen, good to have you, the two of you with us today. So right through until 4 o'clock, park responsibly, or else Anthony will be giving out some from there. Yeah, you have nursing, you have 39 seconds on that one, Alison. What have you got?
Okay, I was just going to mention, I know we've talked about nursing in the past, and just to say that the National Expert Review Group on Nursing showed a greater need for greater numbers of nurses in Ireland. So currently the places have expanded hugely in last year, and again this year, and so hopefully nurses won't have to go abroad as often to train, and hopefully they'll access places.
So GTI Open Day today, and you'll get to meet Anthony, you'll get to meet Alison, you'll get to meet Geraldine as well. Unfortunately, I have to leave it, unfortunately, Alison. Thanks indeed for joining us today. We must take a short commercial break, and we're back indeed with the Echo Chamber. Stay tuned for that and more to come on today's programme. A very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I want to welcome into the studio today the members of Echo Chamber. Owen joins us, Kenny joins us, and Jason joins us in studio, and Kyle is also part of it as well. I'm going to start first off with you, Owen. Tell me a little bit about Echo Chamber. You're a tight-knit crew?
Yeah, so we're all from the greater Galway area. Great in a bold lettering. Yeah, we're very proud to be from the West, and we're kind of We're formed on the idea that we all have varying tastes in music, and we've come together to form this kind of an echo chamber of a kind of good sound coming from the West.
And have you all been involved in music along the way? You were with St. Charles as well, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So
were you all Charles?
We're all no. I actually went to Clare Galway, and Kenny actually did as well.
Yeah, me, Cahill, Jason went to Clare Galway.
So we originally met in school.
Oh, good.
That's it. And kept the music going from there, I suppose.
Yeah. We formed, I think, a year ago in May, and we've kind of been gigging around the place. We kind of went backwards with it. We started in the pubs playing covers and doing those kind of gigs for the last year, and we're kind of getting into releasing our own stuff now. So we had our first single released there last month, and now coming up in about 2 weeks' time, we have our next single.
And again, is it just around Galway, or do you go outside Galway then as well?
Yeah, so we're down in Limerick, I think, in a week and a half.
Yeah, very soon, yeah.
Very soon, down in Newcastle West.
Yeah.
So
we kind of dabbled in a bit of Mayo as well, Claremorris.
Yeah. Anywhere that'll have us.
Yeah, anywhere that'll have us. Yeah.
Just over the border.
Yeah.
And you came on, you did a lot of musicals, didn't you?
Yeah, so I'm kind of keeping every side going, do you know? I started off doing shows in St. Charlotte's with the opera there, the great tradition there. I'm sure Mr. Ronan Lardner can tell you all about it.
He did?
Yeah. I've kind of been all over the shop with that. I was up in Dublin there for a year or two doing shows and studying theatre and kind of driving down then of a Sunday for rehearsals with these lads. And, do you know, it's lovely to bring that side of my experience into it as well, because we record videos and stuff for the songs and for the live performance as well. It's good to have that kind of side of me to bring into it.
You seem to have a lot of energy.
Yeah, well, sure, look, I'd say that was the can of Red Bull to get us up this morning.
Four pack of Monster.
I hope it's one of those recycling cans of Red Bull.
Yes, of course.
You get your 12 cent pack.
I'll get it back. I'll go up to the Tesco there.
So what's your plan then? I mean, so you're gigging around the place, and what would the ultimate be for ye then? What breaks would you like to get?
I just love the thought of being able to play a song in front of people and they've been able to sing it back to you. It's always really cool. It doesn't matter how big the venue. Yeah. If there's 10 people or 10,000 people, you know.
Yeah.
I think for me it would be to have a song and have people know it.
Because you're sharing something.
Yeah.
You're sharing something that you wrote.
Yeah,
and you
a personal
created,
experience.
Do you know? Yeah. And somebody else identifies with it. Mm. And that's the beautiful thing in music, isn't it?
Yeah. And Kenny, do you have a thought process? What would you like to achieve? Something similar?
I'd like to see how far it goes, really. I'd love to, you know, play in a crowd of 10,000 people, you know, but I'm happy with the way it's going at the moment.
Taking
I'm
it
really
day by day.
Day by day, yeah. Whatever comes.
And I think that's important too, you know, because it keeps you grounded.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you think, I mean, we spoke to another musician recently, and they were talking about going to England. Is that something that you feel that you might have to do, or will you try and ground yourselves in Ireland and Galway?
Well, there's such a beautiful scene here in Galway, even just in Galway. Like there's so many acts coming out of Galway, and with the benefit of social media, we can reach anyone. I think one of our on Spotify, you can see your stats of who's listening and where. Mm-hmm. And Janie Mac, we have number one is Dublin, number two is bloody Helsinki. You know, so we live in a time where you kind of can stay in your own bloody bedroom and reach as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it just amazing though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, it's wonderful. Truly. It's wonderful.
Technology is good when it works.
Exactly.
Works well,
exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are the next couple of gigs? So you're in Limerick in the coming weeks. Where else are you going to be?
We're in McGilligan's and Galway.
Paddy's Day.
Yeah, Paddy's Day. So we're in Loughrea, Ciarán's of Loughrea, on Saturday this week. Then the following week on the 8th, we're releasing our second single, Across From My Parents. And to mark that, we're part of a gig that's happening in McGilligan's on Friday the 8th. So that'll be a good night.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now.
Online, McGettigans.com.
Online, that's it.
And then from there, then you're into St. Patrick's Day then. That's a busy weekend.
So it's bumper. Yeah, so it's always the way, like January, February, it's quiet in every business. And once it hits Paddy's Day, you know, it starts to pick up then.
Yeah. Kinda, the ball really gets rolling.
Exactly. Yeah. People are in the farm for going out and having a nice time.
Yeah. Well done to you.
Yeah.
And have you websites or what's your handle when it comes to Instagram and Facebook and all that?
Instagram and I think our website is... Our website's weareechochamber.com. Mm-hmm. Our Instagram is at weareechochamber.
Yeah. We're on YouTube, Spotify, TikTok.
And who came up with the name Echo Chamber? I love the title of it.
I think it was myself. Yeah. I'm not taking any credit.
Kenny and Cahill, go on.
We had names, but they just didn't stick.
we had a really long period there of trying to come up with a name. And it's always really difficult because when you say a name back to yourself for a band, it sounds particularly strange.
Yeah.
Like a name never sounds right until it kind of clicks.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, I mean.
But when you thought of it, then it obviously kept bouncing back at you all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like echo chamber.
Yeah. So I studied media in college, and that was the concept of an echo chamber was one that we studied.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fresh in my mind at the time.
Mm.
So I kind of just proposed to the lads. So like, look, we all have, you know, we have a wide, you know, varying styles of music.
Yeah.
But we all have the same personality. We all like, you know, the same kind of music. We all love the same.
What you do,
So we just try to, we bounce off each other. I think it's important. And on a live stage as well, it's the same thing. We all, you know, is always looking back and forward to people.
Yeah.
And amongst ourselves, making sure we bounce off each other. So that's the echo chamber idea, I think, kind of bounced.
Well done to you guys. And I mean, continued success to you.
Thank you very much.
And good luck. And somebody said to me earlier on, keep it lit altogether.
Keep it lit.
Owen Mullins, thank you. Kenny, thank you for popping into us. Jason, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you're feeling better today.
He's up in bed.
They need you for the drum kit. So
that's it. That's it. Miss them.
So we're going to go on a bit of music. Tell me, Owen, about this bit of music that we're going to go out on.
So this is our first single. It's called Chronic Oversleeper. We released this there about a month ago, it's for Cahill especially this morning, who couldn't get himself up out of bed. Now God bless you, Cahill. But it's our first single, and we're very proud of it.
That I have, they're the best, I'm the worst. They can attend to a friend who's rendered himself round the bend. He's convinced himself they're the worst. He's the best. Well, I am not sorry, I couldn't be. With me you get what you see. 'Cause I'm a chronic oversleeper who's in need of a rest. You're lucky that I even decided to get dressed. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Forgive me my appearance, I'm not feeling my best. Way that I've been living, you should probably have guessed.
not going anywhere. Follow me closely as I attempt to conquer all of my fears at once and get out of bed. So thank God that it's Friday. Captain's only Wednesday. Well, I am not hungry. I ate last week. Cause I'm a chronic oversleeper who's in need of rest. Lucky that I even decided to get dressed. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Deserve all the friends that I have, they're the best, I'm the worst. Well, I am not hungry, I ate last week. Well, I am not hungry, I ate last week. A chronic oversleeper who's in need of rest. Lucky that I even decided to get dressed. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Please forgive me my appearance. I'm not feeling my best. Way that I've been living, you should probably have guessed that I'm not going anywhere. No, I'm not going anywhere.
That's it for today. Aren't they just absolutely fabulous? I could listen to them all day long. And do you know what as well? They're just lovely, lovely guys. Down to earth, very nice guys that are going to go an awful long way. Well done. Congratulations to Echo Chamber and well done to them on that. Now, tomorrow on the programme, we're announcing the Irish and International Writers for the 39th Court Festival. We have Motoring Stop with Jerry Murphy tomorrow. 10 things to avoid posting on social media. A councillor claims organisations promoting arts through Irish don't fare well on the grants front. Financial advice with Dave McCarthy of McCarthy and Associates. International Women's Day, there's a lunch at the King's Head in Galway City in aid of Self-Help Africa this coming Friday. I'll give you full details on that. John Morley produced and did a wonderful job. Siobhan took your comments from yours truly, Keith Finnegan. Until tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Have a good and a safe Tuesday. Bye-bye.